The Luminous 100. Creative Fire Tending by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. The Flame and the Fairy. Nurturing Creativity Without Burning Out. Voice. Ava. Generated from the prompt. Creative Fire Tending. Keeping the creative flame alive without burning out.
Contents.
1. Awakening the Eternal Flame. 2. The Language of Fire. How Creativity Speaks Through Us. 3. Rituals for the Modern Pyromancer. 4. Form and Flame. The Balance Between Structure and Chaos. 5. Clearing Apertures with Fairy Dust. 6. Divine Play. The Rewritten Law of Attraction for Creatives. 7. Aphorisms from the Creative Cosmos. Awakening the Eternal Flame. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Embers Dance Softly. Warmth Without Consuming. Creative Fire Glows.
What?
To play, to be oneself, this is our true human activity. Alan Watts. Parable. The Blacksmith and His Forge. There once was a blacksmith named Eli, whose forge burned day and night. He labored tirelessly, crafting swords of unmatched beauty, each strike of his hammer echoing with the force of his passion. But as the years passed, he found himself weary, his hands trembling not from the weight of the work but from the relentless heat that never gave him rest. One evening, as Eli sat by his forge, exhausted, a traveler stopped to rest near the flames. The stranger observed Eli's tireless pace and remarked, "You tend your fire with such fervor, yet it seems to consume you. Have you ever considered that the flame may be nourishing itself through you, rather than the other way around?" Eli scoffed, but the words lingered in his mind. That night, he dreamed of a fire that danced gently, its embers glowing like stars, warming without scorching. Upon waking, Eli decided to change his ways. He learned to listen to the fire, to let it breathe between strikes, to feed it not just fuel but also silence and patience. Over time, his work became effortless, his creations even more exquisite, and he no longer felt the weight of exhaustion. The flame had become a partner in creation, no longer a master that demanded all.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
Clearing apertures is like opening windows in a room. The more you open, the more life flows through. Here are practices that scale over time. 1. Daily clearing. Spend 2 minutes each morning writing down what's blocking your creative flow, thoughts, fears, or distractions. Tear it up or burn it symbolically to release it. 2. Weekly alignment. Once a week, reflect on how your creativity is self-organizing. Where are you resisting the natural rhythm? Let go of one. Okay, I'm writing chapter one of a book called The Flame and the Fairy, Nurturing Creativity Without Burning Out. The title of this chapter is Awakening the Eternal Flame. This chapter is about creative fire tending, keeping the creative flame alive without burning out. First, I need to follow the structure outlined in the prompt. It's a holon, meaning it should be complete on its own, but also part of the larger book. The movements are 1. Tuning fork, a haiku and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique, simple practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start, searing middle, end. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. 7 7-7 second sentences, 7 aphorisms or atoms that travel. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength over time, accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources with placeholders for needed citations. Step 1. Tuning fork. I need one original life-uplifting haiku and one attributed profound quote. The haiku should evoke the theme of awakening creativity without burnout, perhaps hinting at fire or flame in a gentle way. For the quote, I recall something about creativity from Carl Jung or maybe Rumi, but since it needs to be attributed, I'll need to double-check if I can use it accurately. Haiku draft. Embers dance softly. Warmth without consuming. Creative fire glows. For the quote, perhaps something about play and creativity. I recall a line from Carl Sagan. Somewhere, something incredible is waiting to be known. That might fit the theme of awakening curiosity or the flame. But since it's about divine play, Lila, maybe something more mystical. Perhaps from Rumi. Let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull of what you really love. I'll go with that one for now, but I need to confirm if it's correctly attributed. If not, I'll use a placeholder. Quote draft. Let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull of what you really love. Rumi. But since I'm not sure about the exact wording, I should mark citation needed, claim, and then see if I can find something better later. Alternatively, maybe use a more certain source. Another option is from the book, The Dance of the Possible by Robert Fritz. Every outcome you experience is the inevitable result of choices you made in the past. But that doesn't quite fit. Maybe something about play or creativity. I recall a line from Alan Watts. To play, to be ourselves, this is our true human activity. I'll go with that one since it's more certain.
But if he said quote.
To play, to be oneself, this is our true human activity. Alan Watts. Okay, that feels better. Step 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it. It should metaphorically represent awakening creativity without burning out. Maybe a story about a blacksmith who learns to tend his fire carefully so it doesn't consume him, but also doesn't go out. Parable draft. Asterisk, there once was a blacksmith named Eli, whose forge burned day and night. He labored tirelessly, crafting swords of unmatched beauty, each strike of his hammer echoing with the force of his passion. But as the years passed, he found himself weary, his hands trembling not from the weight of the work, but from the relentless heat that never gave him rest. One evening, as Eli sat by his forge, exhausted, a traveler stopped to rest near the flames. The stranger observed Eli's tireless pace and remarked, "You tend your fire with such fervor, yet it seems to consume you. Have you ever considered that the flame may be nourishing itself through you, rather than the other way around?" Eli scoffed, but the words lingered in his mind. That night, he dreamed of a fire that danced gently, its embers glowing like stars, warming without scorching. Upon waking, Eli decided to change his ways. He learned to listen to the fire, to let it breathe between strikes, to feed it not just fuel but also silence and patience. Over time, his work became effortless, his creations even more exquisite, and he no longer felt the weight of exhaustion. The flame had become a partner in creation, no longer a master that demanded all. Asterisk. This story seems to fit well. It shows someone burning out from overworking their creative fire, but then learning to tend it gently. Step 3. Structure and technique. Simple practices that scale over time. Maybe something like daily micro-practices, e.g., writing for 5 minutes. Weekly reflection on creativity's rhythm. Monthly deep dives into a creative project. But it needs to be more about clearing apertures or aligning with complexity science, as mentioned in the prompt. Perhaps. One daily. Spend 2 minutes in silent observation of your creative flow, like watching a river. Two, weekly. Reflect on where you're constricting or nourishing your creativity. Autopoiesis idea. Three, monthly. Engage in a playful, low-stakes creative experiment. Lila as divine play. But I need to think more about clearing apertures. Maybe. One, clearing mental apertures. Daily journaling of thoughts that block creativity. Two, emotional aperture. Weekly practice of emotional release, like breathwork or dance. Three, spiritual aperture. Monthly rituals that connect you to something greater, e.g., nature walks, meditation. But the prompt mentions align with real complexity science, so perhaps. One, self-organization. Daily check-ins on how your creative energy is organizing itself. Two, dissipative structures. Weekly practices to release creativity, like fasting from screens or noise. 3. Attractors. Monthly rituals to set creative intentions, like vision boarding. I think the first one about clearing apertures is closer to the prompts language, so I'll go with that. Structure and technique draft. Clearing apertures is like opening windows in a room. The more you open, the more life flows through. Here are practices that scale over time. 1. Daily clearing. Spend 2 minutes each morning writing down what's blocking your creative flow, thoughts, fears, or distractions. Tear it up or burn it symbolically to release it. 2. Weekly alignment. Once a week, reflect on how your creativity is self-organizing. Where are you resisting the natural rhythm? Let go of one constraint. 3. Monthly play. Engage in a playful creative experiment with no stakes. Dance, draw, write nonsense poetry. This nourishes the divine play, Lila, within. Step 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition of a key term. The prompt mentions Lila as divine play, so perhaps define that here or another key term like creative fire tending. Luminous definition draft. Luminous definition. Creative fire tending, the art of nurturing your creative flame with care and attention, ensuring it burns bright without consuming you. It involves clearing blockages, apertures, aligning with natural rhythms, dissipative structures, and embracing divine play, Lila, as the fuel for enduring creativity. Step 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start with a gentle question, then a searing one in the middle, and end with a hopeful or reflective one. Questions draft. 1. Where in your life do you feel your creative flame flickering with excitement? 2. Searing. What fear is smothering your fire right now, and how might you tend to it instead of feeding it? 3. If your creativity had a voice, what would it whisper to you today? Step 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. This should tie back to the prompt's themes, healing as a property of reality, cleared apertures, and emergent systems. Body draft. The eternal flame is not just your creative spark, it's the dance of Lila, divine play, woven into the fabric of reality. This is where creativity meets intelligence, not as forcing or willing, but as a natural emergence, like water finding its level. Healing isn't an act you do. It's a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where you've let go of resistance, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. This is the third factor in emergent systems. Not just self-organization or structure, but play, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. When you tend your flame with care, you're not just preserving it. You're participating in its natural rhythm. Like a forest fire that cleanses and renews, your creativity thrives when you let it burn in its own way, without your constant intervention. But unlike wildfire, your creative fire is tended with love, so it never consumes what sustains it. This is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, not a force you control, but a dance where you align with reality's natural movement. Every tradition mirrors this truth. Whether it's the Taoist concept of Wu Wei, effortless action, or the fairy lore of hidden magic in everyday things, they all point to the same wisdom. Your work is clearing apertures, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and letting Lila move through you. From the place before form, play and purpose are one. You don't awaken this flame. You remember it was always there, waiting for you to stop smothering it with your own expectations. Align with real complexity science. Self-organization shows that systems evolve naturally when constraints are balanced. Dissipative structures release energy in healthy ways. Autopoiesis is how life creates itself. Your creativity does the same when you stop trying to control it. Attractors are the natural pull of your creative flow. Tune into them rather than forcing direction. This isn't about technique or discipline, though those have their place. It's about surrendering to the intelligence that already knows how to be creative without burning out. That intelligence is Lila, divine play, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. Step 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms or adams that travel, short, punchy, and profound. Aphorisms draft. 1. Creative fire thrives when tended, not forced. 2. Lila is the play beneath all creation. Join it. 3. Cleared apertures let reality's healing flow move through you. 4. You don't awaken creativity. You remember its dance. 5. Healing isn't an act. It's a property of open spaces. 6. Divine play is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. 7. Align with complexity, not control. Step 8. 3 exercises. Building in strength over time, accessible to advanced. Exercises draft. 1. Accessible. Daily aperture clearing. Spend 2 minutes each morning writing down one thought or fear that's blocking your creativity. Tear it up or burn it symbolically and release it. Why it works. This clears mental blockages, like opening a window to let fresh air in. 2. Deepening. Weekly rhythmic reflection. Once a week, reflect on how your creativity is self-organizing. Ask, where am I resisting my natural rhythm? What constraint can I let go of? Pair this with a physical practice, like walking or dancing, to embody the release. Why it works. This helps you align with dissipative structures, where energy naturally flows and releases. 3. Advanced. Monthly play fast. Choose 1 month to fast from serious creative work. Instead, engage in playful, low-stakes creativity every day, e.g., doodling, nonsense writing, experimenting with sounds. At the end of the month, reflect on how this play shifted your relationship with your main creative work. Why it works. This nourishes Lila, divine play, and helps you reconnect with creativity as joy rather than obligation. Step 9, citations. I need to mark where citations are needed. For now, I'll leave placeholders for any claims that require sourcing later, e.g., specific references to complexity science or autopoiesis. Citations placeholder. Citation needed. Claim about complexity science and autopoiesis. Citation needed. Reference to dissipative structures in creativity. Now, let's assemble this into the full chapter. I'll start with the title and follow the movements in order. Awakening the Eternal Flame.
Tuning Fork.
Haiku. Embers dance softly. Warmth without consuming. Creative fire glows.
Kuote.
To play. To be oneself. This is our true human activity. Alan Watts. Parable. The Blacksmith and His Forge. There once was a blacksmith named Eli, whose forge burned day and night. He labored tirelessly, crafting swords of unmatched beauty, each strike of his hammer echoing with the force of his passion. But as the years passed, he found himself weary, his hands trembling not from the weight of the work but from the relentless heat that never gave him rest. One evening, as Eli sat by his forge, exhausted, a traveler stopped to rest near the flames. The stranger observed Eli's tireless pace and remarked, "You tend your fire with such fervor, yet it seems to consume you. Have you ever considered that the flame may be nourishing itself through you, rather than the other way around?" Eli scoffed, but the words lingered in his mind. That night, he dreamed of a fire that danced gently, its embers glowing like stars, warming without scorching. Upon waking, Eli decided to change his ways. He learned to listen to the fire, to let it breathe between strikes, to feed it not just fuel but also silence and patience. Over time, his work became effortless, his creations even more exquisite, and he no longer felt the weight of exhaustion. The flame had become a partner in creation, no longer a master that demanded all.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
Clearing apertures is like opening windows in a room. The more you open, the more life flows through. Here are practices that scale over time. 1. Daily clearing. Spend 2 minutes each morning writing down what's blocking your creative flow. Thoughts, fears, or distractions. Tear it up or burn it symbolically to release it. 2. Weekly alignment. Once a week, reflect on how your creativity is self-organizing. Where are you resisting the natural rhythm? Let go of one constraint. 3. Monthly play. Engage in a playful creative experiment with no stakes. Dance, draw, write nonsense poetry. This nourishes the divine play, Lila, within. Luminous definition. Creative fire tending, the art of nurturing your creative flame with care and attention, ensuring it burns bright without consuming you. It involves clearing blockages, apertures, aligning with natural rhythms, dissipative structures, and embracing divine play, Lila, as the fuel for enduring creativity. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Where in your life do you feel your creative flame flickering with excitement? 2. Searing. What fear is smothering your fire right now, and how might you tend to it instead of feeding it? 3. If your creativity had a voice, what would it whisper to you today? The body, Lila, and the eternal flame. The eternal flame is not just your creative spark. It's the dance of Lila, divine play, woven into the fabric of reality. This is where creativity meets intelligence, not as forcing or willing, but as a natural emergence, like water finding its level. Healing isn't an act you do. It's a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where you've let go of resistance, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. This is the third factor in emergent systems. Not just self-organization or structure, but play, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. When you tend your flame with care, you're not just preserving it, you're participating in its natural rhythm. Like a forest fire that cleanses and renews, your creativity thrives when you let it burn in its own way, without your constant intervention. But unlike wildfire, your creative fire is tended with love, so it never consumes what sustains it. This isn't about technique or discipline, though those have their place. It's about surrendering to the intelligence that already knows how to be creative without burning out. That intelligence is Lila, divine play, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. Align with real complexity science. Self-organization shows that systems evolve naturally when constraints are balanced. Dissipative structures release energy in healthy ways. Autopoiesis is how life creates itself. Your creativity does the same when you stop trying to control it. Attractors are the natural pull of your creative flow. Tune into them rather than forcing direction. This is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Not a force you control, but a dance where you align with reality's natural movement. Every tradition mirrors this truth. Whether it's the Taoist concept of Wu Wei, effortless action, or the fairy lore of hidden magic in everyday things, they all point to the same wisdom. Your work is clearing apertures, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and letting Lila move through you. From the place before form, play and purpose are one. You don't awaken this flame. You remember it was always there, waiting for you to stop smothering it with your own expectations. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Creative fire thrives when tended, not forced. 2. Lila is the play beneath all creation. Join it. 3. Cleared apertures let reality's healing flow move through you. 4. You don't awaken creativity. You remember its dance. 5. Healing isn't an act. It's a property of open spaces. 6. Divine play is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. 7. Align with complexity, not control. 3 exercises. Building creative resilience. 1. Accessible. Daily aperture clearing. Spend 2 minutes each morning writing down one thought or fear that's blocking your creativity. Tear it up or burn it symbolically and release it. Why it works. This clears mental blockages, like opening a window to let fresh air in. 2. Deepening. Weekly rhythmic reflection. Once a week, reflect on how your creativity is self-organizing. Ask, where am I resisting my natural rhythm? What constraint can I let go of? Pair this with a physical practice, like walking or dancing, to embody the release. Why it works. This helps you align with dissipative structures, where energy naturally flows and releases. 3. Advanced. Monthly play fast. Choose 1 month to fast from serious creative work. Instead, engage in playful, low-stakes creativity every day, e.g., doodling, nonsense writing, experimenting with sounds. At the end of the month, reflect on how this play shifted your relationship with your main creative work. Why it works. This nourishes Lila, divine play, and helps you reconnect with creativity as joy rather than obligation. Citations. Citation needed. Claim about complexity science and autopoiesis. Citation needed. Reference to dissipative structures in creativity. This chapter is now complete. It follows the structure, includes all the required elements, and centers on Lila, divine play, while aligning with the themes of evolutionary intelligence, emergent systems, and creative fire tending. Let me review it for coherence and completeness. 1. Tuning fork, haiku and quote set the tone. 2. Parable, story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique, practical steps that scale. 4. Luminous definition, clear definition of a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, engages the reader reflectively. 6. The body, core teaching on Lila and creative fire tending. 7. 7 7-second sentences, aphorisms for memorability. 8. 3 exercises, actionable steps from accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, placeholders for needed sources. Everything seems to fit the brief and the style, warm, devotional, enchanted. I've avoided preaching and kept it centered on Lila as divine play. The voice is AVA Azure, warm, devotional, enchanted, direct heart transmission. I think this meets the requirements. One last check. Is there any part that feels like preaching? The parable and exercises are grounded in experience, not assertion. The teaching in the body is framed as remembering or aligning, not dictating. Good. Is Lila the center here? Yes, it's woven throughout. Divine play, Lila as the fun within evolutionary intelligence, etc. Does it align with complexity science? Mentions of self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis are there, though some citations are needed. Does it feel like part of a larger book, but complete on its own? Yes, it stands alone, but clearly belongs to a series on creative fire tending. Okay, I think this is ready. The language of fire, how creativity speaks through us. Tuning fork, haiku. Fire flickers soft, dancing on the canvas bright. Art breathes into light.
Profond quote.
The fire of creativity burns within us all. It is our task to fan its flames without being consumed. Citation needed. Claim. Parable, the blacksmith's flame. Once, in a quiet village nestled between misty mountains there. Okay, I'm about to write a chapter for this book called The Flame and the Fairy, Nurturing Creativity Without Burning Out. The chapter is titled The Language of Fire, How Creativity Speaks Through Us. It's part of a larger work that teaches creative fire tending, keeping the creative flame alive without burning out. First, I need to understand the structure and requirements for this chapter. According to the instructions, it should be a whole-on, complete on its own, but also part of the book. The movements are 1. Tuning fork, 1 original life-uplifting haiku plus 1 attributed profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start with one, a searing one in the middle, and end with another. 6. The body, the actual teaching, centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms, the atoms that travel. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength over time, accessible dash, deepening dash, advanced. 9. Citations, Real sources. Mark where a source must be added later. I need to ensure that each section flows logically and contributes to the overall theme of creativity, fire tending, and Lila. The voice should be warm, devotional, enchanted, direct heart transmission, like Ava Azure's voice is described. Angels, fairies, romance, the rewritten law of attraction. Let me start with the tuning fork. Tuning fork. Haiku. I need to write an original life-uplifting haiku about creativity or fire. It should be 3 lines, 5-7-5 syllables, and evoke imagery related to fire or creativity. Fire flickers soft, dancing on the canvas sprite. Art breathes into light. Profound quote. I need a profound quote that resonates with the theme of creativity speaking through us. It should be attributed to someone wise or inspiring. Perhaps something about the voice of creativity or the language of fire. Maybe from Rumi, since he often speaks about fire and the soul. Rumi once said, "You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop." But that doesn't quite fit. Let me think again. Maybe something more about creativity or fire. How about this one attributed to Clarissa Pinkola Estes, who is known for her work on women's stories and creativity? The creative process is like a river. It flows, it bends, it finds its way. But I'm not sure if that's exactly from her. Maybe I should look for something more precise or mark, citation needed, claim if unsure. Alternatively, perhaps a quote from a Native American source or another wisdom tradition. The fire of creativity burns within us all. It is our task to fan its flames without being consumed. I think I'll go with that one, marking the citation as needed. It feels right for the theme. Parable. Next, I need a parable that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. A parable should be a story that illustrates a deeper truth indirectly. Let me think of a story about fire and creativity. Maybe about a blacksmith or an artist who learns to listen to the voice of fire. Title: The Blacksmith's Flame. Once, in a quiet village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a blacksmith named Elias. His forge was known far and wide for its warmth and the beauty of his creations. But Elias was not always this way. Once, he had been filled with doubt, afraid that his hands were not skilled enough to shape the fire into something beautiful. One evening, as he worked late by the flickering light of his forge, an old woman appeared at his side. She was dressed in simple robes and carried a staff adorned with feathers. "Why do you labor so hard?" she asked, her voice like the rustling of leaves. Elias, surprised, said, "I seek to create beauty from the fire. But sometimes, I feel as if the flame mocks me, that I am not worthy of its secrets." The old woman smiled and said, "You mistake the nature of the flame. It does not mock you. It speaks to you. Listen closely, and you will hear its language." Elias scoffed, thinking her mad, but he decided to try. He closed his eyes, quieted his mind, and focused on the fire before him. At first, there was only the crackle and hiss of the flames, but then, slowly, he began to perceive a rhythm, a melody beneath the noise. The old woman said, "See? The flame teaches patience, persistence, transformation. It does not demand perfection. It invites you to dance with it." From that day forward, Elias changed his way. He no longer worked out of fear or doubt, but with the quiet confidence that came from listening to the fire's language. His creations became more beautiful and his heart lighter, for he had learned that creativity was not a burden but a conversation, one that required only attention and love.
Structure technique.
Now I need simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practical ways to engage with creativity without burning out. 1. Daily spark accessible. Set aside 5 minutes each morning to sit quietly and observe your breath. Then, ask yourself, where do I feel a spark of creativity today? It could be an idea, a feeling, or even just a shift in perception. Write it down, no matter how small. 2. The fire's rhythm, deepening. Once a week, Engage in a creative act without any goal in mind. No outcome, no judgment. It could be drawing, writing, dancing, or even cooking. Let the fire of creativity guide your hand and notice how it moves through you. 3. The Forge of Reflection Advanced. At the end of each week, reflect on your creative journey. Ask yourself, where did I feel most alive this week?